Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's our favorite day of the week. Happy Tuesday. Woo, woo. This is your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee. Thank you guys so much for rocking with the Dumping Ground on Tuesday. I always like to start off with thanking everybody for to continue supporting our show, checking us out. As you know, all the episodes are archived from today's episode all the way up into our first episode. You can check us out. We are also on podcast outlets, Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and Anchor podcast. So all your podcast outlets, you can check us out at the Dumping Ground. We're there. Also, too, you know, I was going to put this brand on. We own brand. You know, I have this merch. I got the aprons, water bottles, masks, bags. You know, so you always can check us out and purchase some merchandise. And you can check us out at the-dumping-ground.myspreadshop.com. You can check us out. We have the merchandise there. And, again, thank you for your support. Whoop, whoop. Enough about me. This platform was created to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. Boop, 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 boop. So, you know, the Dumping Ground quote for 2022 will be, and is for the whole year, that we are chasing the vision, not the money. The money will end up following us, following you. And again, it's chase the vision, not the money. The money will end up following you. And that's Tony Hsieh's quote. And we also are talking about celebrating your wins in these segments. So every other day, you have been seeing me posting on social media platforms, reminding us to celebrate our wins. You've been seeing hashtag celebrate your win. And the purpose of this is every day God gives us, we should take a moment and celebrate those wins, small wins, big wins. Just take time, stop, and smell the roses. Create yourself a reward system. You know, if you had a big task and you finally got it done, take some time, breathe through it, you know, and before you go to the next task, you know, again, celebrate your wins. And as you guys know, we are still doing small business alerts. Each week we are interviewing amazing business owners, and also we are interviewing nonprofit organizations from many different industries. They are going to share their wins and introduce their businesses to the Dumping Ground or their organization to the Dumping Ground. So if you have a small business or a nonprofit that you would like to get on the platform to talk about your business or your brand, please do reach out to us. You can send us an email to hello@thedumpingground.com. And that's 1G. And it's hello@thedumpingground.com. Send us an email. We would love to connect and chat with you. So tonight we have a special business that we're going to be chatting with. Sydney Nicole. She's a mother of three and a CEO and business owner of Sydney Nicole Candles Company. Sydney started her business during the pandemic, woohoo, in April of 2020. By stepping out on faith, she has the opportunity to open pop-up shops and luxury retail stores. Her personal and business goal is to learn, grow, and share everything candles. Let's give our special small business guest, Sydney Nicole, a round of applause. Sydney.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to start off by saying thank you so much for joining me tonight. I know tonight is your son's PTO, and you're carving out a little time for the Dumping Ground, and we truly appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts. So do you have anything you want to start off with before we get started?
It's actually my pleasure to be here. I'm grateful, truly grateful for the opportunity.
You started this business in the pandemic. I want to check out your website. You started this business in the heart of pandemic, and you said, and one of your quotes was something you said, that if you come out, you want to have a close relationship with God, some kind of skill and a close relationship with your kids. I thought that was so special because a lot of people did not take that time to build a skill. A lot of people binge watch Netflix, no judgment, right? No judgment to them, because some days I did too. But in the midst of this, right, in the midst of pandemic, I created the Dumping Ground. So that was an outlet for me to be able to do something too, and even though I didn't want to, right? But that gave me the faith to step out. So I just thought that was pretty commendable for you to say that on your website. It was pretty cool.
That was the beginning point. We got outsourced to Catholic Virtual, so my kids did not start school until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm catching kids and had to create busy work. So our busy work turned into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And we were giving the candles away. You know, God tell you to give and it will return. And that's really kind of what happened. We were giving, and my pharmacy is right here. So the furthest we really go was pharmacy, Dollar General, the gas station, and order the groceries online. And my pharmacist, Tracy, she was like, girl, stop giving these candles away. And she placed my first wholesale order. And God has taken it from there, and 14 stores later, and the Tours of West Elm, Williams-Sonoma, and Pottery Barn was born. And
girl,
my kids get to do this with me. My kids get to do all of this with me. They make candles. They melt the tops. They put the labels on. Kaden, my 8-year-old son, he asked, Mom, how much money we made? And they keep up. They keep up.
Keep
them
young.
Going on.
I love that.
But he's a part of the business.
I love that. That is so amazing. Like I said, my daughter, she went to the Avalon and she walked into the store and she saw you and she was like, first of all, the store is luxury store. And for, you know, no shade to us, but that's not common. It should be common, right? It should be a common thing,
right,
in 2022, right? It should be equal opportunity across the board, but we know it's not like that, right? And so when she saw you and your smile, she was like, I don't care what she's selling, I'm about to buy it.
And she was such a pleasure to talk to. And she,
oh my goodness,
I got to make sure my mom know about this. And
oh my God.
I immediately after she left, I called my daughter. I was like, this
oh
girl
goodness.
Is advocating for her mom. I was like, she reminded me so much of my baby. And
oh,
I was
goodness.
Like, whatever she needs me to do, I'm on it.
Oh my God. Well, you just said, that is the most amazing thing, because that's your generation that you're going to leave. You know, that's your legacy that you're going to leave. And as you said, you starting with your son at 8 years old and your kids are involved, that's a legacy that's going to outlive you, right? So I think that's the part that gives me joy, you know what I'm saying, that I know my legacy is, and your legacy is going to outlive us, and you can hand the baton down to your kids and their kids' kids. So we have to do that as African-American people. We have to create that generational wealth, because we wasn't born with a silver spoon, so we have to start. So
right,
that's pretty amazing. So your idea came from in the part of pandemic, so, and you now are at 14 stores, you say?
Yes, I stock 14 stores here in Alabama, from Birmingham to Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. That is freaking amazing. So this is my question for you. So, and I ask mm-hmm. everybody that comes on the show this question, because I like to hear everybody's perspective on this particular question, because it helps me, too. Do you believe that there is some sort of pattern or formula to become a successful entrepreneur? Like, do you believe that there's some kind of pattern or formula to become successful?
honestly, no. I truly and wholeheartedly believe that it is attitude. It is all about your attitude. Your attitude will take you anywhere, to the moon and back. People will help you. People will receive you if you have the correct attitude. If you have the wrong attitude or the wrong air or the bad energy, people will not gravitate to that, and it's hard to deal with. And that's what I feel like the formula is with it. I don't think in certain parts of my life I would be here because I had a lot of growing to do. And that's not what God wanted me at those moments in my time. So right now I feel like all of it, any success or any successful person, you have to see what their attitude is about what they're doing and to see where that success came from or what their drive was.
Oh, my goodness. Attitude. That is like the – I didn't have multiple people on the show that I've asked that particular question to, and that probably trumps everything because, like you said, people will remember you for how you – your attitude and how you conduct yourself, how you do your business and all that stuff. That is something that you're going to leave that people will always come back. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the first, you're probably the first person to say that. I mean, it's so practical, but it's so realistic too. And it's so true, right? I dig that attitude. I love that. So what is your most satisfying moment in your business? Like, what is your most satisfying moment in your business?
A satisfying moment when I had got in the West End here in Birmingham. I had did three pop-up shops, and Elda came in, and she was like, hey, you're going to Nashville. Taking her back, because I was like, what? She was like, you're going to Nashville. You just need to tell her what dates. And I was like, yes, I am. Definitely, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So excited because it's little old me. This is something that I do here at home in my old daughter's bedroom. I made sure she had another bedroom. But I took her bedroom. That was the one that had the window downstairs. Because this started in my kitchen. And it went from my kitchen to my dining room to my living room, downstairs to her bedroom, which now I'm going to take over one bay of my garage before I have to outsource outside of my house. So when she told me Nashville, I was like, oh, my God, yes. And then from Nashville to Georgia, and it's several stores in Georgia to see that people want me. The general manager of Pottery Barn at Lenox, Angel, she came in and she was like, girl, you're here? And I was like, yes, ma'am, I'm here. She was like, this you? Yes, ma'am. She was like, oh, I need you at my store. She also had the general manager of the Savannah store. Same thing. I just got to get the time. I'm actually booked all the way through.
Sitting. That is truly
a
favor.
Blessings. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I can see
God.
All of it.
Man. Listen. I'm so overjoyed right now. Like, I'm really rooting for your success. Like, listen, you don't need my little Rudy Poo. I mean, I'm that, but I'm just saying, I just see you stepping out on faith and you doing something that you said was occupying your time, right? And it became something that is now people can't get enough of, that they're called and saying, hey, I have this young lady, put her in your store, she's doing a pop-up in these high-end stores, Pottery Barn, Williams Sonoma, I mean, what? Like, girl, like, what? I'm like, they have their own brand, you know? Like, I'm so taken back that I'm like, God is so good because these people have their own brand, but they want your brand. So that's speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying? That speaks volume of your attitude, of how you do business, and your humbleness, and your faithfulness. I just think that's just freaking amazing, man. I really do. I am super excited to see your business just, like you said, your goal is for it to be on their show. Like, you don't have to pop up. You just have your vendor come in, put it on the show, boop, 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 and you collect checks.
Right. That's the ultimate goal. I want to stop all over the United States. Let's put it in the air. All of the Western Pottery Barn and Winston Noble, every store that they have, the goal is to have my candles there.
Nice. Awesome. And that's on your vision board? You have a vision board? On your vision board?
Not a vision board, but I have a book that I write everything in. It's written.
That's amazing.
It is written.
Oh, write the plan. Write the vision. Make it plain, man. I am so pumped for you, girl. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. So tell me how people can, the services, like the products and stuff that you have, like how can people connect with your business, and do you have, how many type of, what's your popular candle that you have that, like, it sound like you, when we were talking earlier, you sound like people starting to do this pumpkin and this birthday, like those must be your top because you said you got to go work on those tonight.
That's what, as soon as we get done, I got a couple things to do with the kids and then I'm in the layup. So right now, pumpkin spice and birthday cake. My birthday cake candle looks like a complete birthday cake and it smells like one as well. It's action in the store. It is completely amazing. And that's where I get my pure joy from, to watch someone come up to my pop-up. And I bring at least 25 different fragrances. I have more than that, but this is what I narrow to travel with. So everyone would get some of their own jam, because people like woodsy, some people like fruity, some people like masculine tones. So I bring a little bit of everything. And what everyone has been leaning to this past weekend at Punt's, they bought out the pumpkin spice, which I thought it was a bit early, but
not to
the name brand. Not at all. All of the major brands, they're the Krispy Kremes and the Dunkin' Donut and Starbucks, they already have it on the shelf. So I was like, okay, well, might as well follow suit. And it was correct.
Wow.
All of them sold out within the first, I want to say, 3 hours I was there. So I still had a whole other day. So the next one was the birthday cake. And it sold out. I came there with more than 200 candles, and the only ones I left with was the 25 demos that was on the table.
Stop it!
That has been the trend. Yes, that has been the trend since we started this in June. That has been the trend. God took it and ran with it. Thank you.
Sydney, oh my gosh. That is, you are boosting my, listen, you are boosting my faith today. I mean, like, I'm taking a 2 shots of espresso right now.
Hey, we gotta get to work.
I'm throwing it back. Give it another shot of espresso. Oh my gosh, this is so amazing, man. I love this. This is amazing.
I love it. The way that people can reach me.
Yes, that's what it's gonna take.
Is on the website. The website is SydneyNicoleCandleCo.com. Everything is there. Even the stuff that, if you met me at the pop-up shop, a lot of stuff that I don't have is definitely on the website. The warmers, the liners, the smaller candles, the like travel candles, the 3-ounce candles, the novelty candles. And then I do bridal candles. So the thank you candles, the bridesmaid invite candles, I do those. I do personalized candles. And just really depending on your markets, where you are, you can meet me in person. Go to my website or go to all of my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
TikTok, everything is Sydney Nicole.
Sydney Nicole. That is absolutely amazing. I'm so excited for you and your brand and your business. And so this is what I do. I'm putting together a panel. So about 9 months, 9 months, people have their baby in 9 months. So they're Sydney Nicole Candle Company is your baby, right? So I want to get back with you in 9 months. Yes. Absolutely. So I want to get back with you in 9 months. Once you come back on the air, I'll probably have another, some more business owners who's been on the show. You guys can collaborate and just be like, hey girl, I tried this and I did this. Don't do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? Because iron sharpens iron and it all make us better because we're not competing, right? We're here to run our own lane and our competition is ourselves, right? It's enough money out here for everybody. We don't have to be competing or anything like that. So I want to get you back on the show in 9 months so we can just see the growth. I mean, girl, you are already in 14 pop-up stores and these luxury retail stores. So by 9 months, you're going to be on the shelf. Like, we're speaking that today. Like, in 9 months, you're going to be on Pottery Barn somewhere.
Williamson.
You know?
Yes.
Yes, you're going to be on the shelf. You keep making strides and hitting those numbers and stuff, and they see that you're consistent and you're attitude. Oh, girl, I'm taking that one, attitude. Yeah, I'm taking that one. And I really cannot wait to meet you. Please let me know when you're back in Georgia. I know you say you are booked until November. So when you pop up in Georgia, please let me know. Send me a text or something so I can come and support you there. But I'm definitely going to be getting some candles, checking you out and supporting you and making sure, man, whatever we could do with the Dumping Grounds, just let us know. And we are here to support and network and make sure you're good, honey. This is so exciting. Oh, my God.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Oh, you didn't tell us your win. So tell us one of your wins, and then you can go.
Oh, there's so many. my biggest win is being able to do this and love it. I absolutely love doing what I'm doing. I was worried because Caitlin, my 23-year-old, she's half of my half. I'm 43. And she's always been with me. She moved out during this same pandemic. And it was like, you gone? And it had me thinking like, okay, Ashlyn, she's going 10th grade. My baby son, he's 9. Well, he'll be 9 next in the end of this month. So it's like, what happens after that? So God gave me my win by saying, lady, you're going to make some candles, and this is going to be your end-all, be-all, or this is going to be for your right now. Because I've been a stay-at-home mom for 15 years. So I've been teacher, I've been soccer mom, and I've been the bus driver. And it was all kids. And now it's kids and candles. So this is my win. Now I have something actually for me that I can share with my kids, but it's for me.
I love it. Well, listen, that is the most amazing thing, that you can find your passion, working your passion, enjoy your passion, and your happy place. And it looks like you have found your happy place and your passion, and you have goals attached to that. And when that's living on purpose. And, man, a lot of people will wish they could do that, you know, and that is commendable for you to do that. And I'm super excited. When I say I'm excited for your business, I am 100% rooting for you to be all the way to the top. Like, why you can't be better than Yankee Candle? No shade to Yankees, right? and they can make their money.
Right. No,
they've been around forever. But you can leave a legacy just like they did for their business as well. So I'm just looking forward to you and 9 months, man. 14 luxury retail. By then, you're going to be on the shelf in 9 months. I believe that. Super excited for you, Miss Sydney, and I can't wait to meet you. And like I said, I want to respect your time because I know you have things to do with your babies. This has been such a pleasure. And you said, again, people can reach you on your social media platform, Sydney Nicole Company, Candles and Company. That's all on each social media outlet and your website as well. And Sydney, this has been super inspiring. I'm telling you, I'm really about to sit back and just in awe of this and just sit back and say, man, God, you are so good. When I say you good, you are really good. You know, you can see that you're working because, you know, sometimes you feel like he ain't moving. He ain't him, you know what I'm saying? But you can, your story really, really put some fire in me, like, yeah, God, I see what you're doing.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's pretty inspiring, sis. And I, again, thank you so much and look forward to connecting with you. And you have a wonderful night and go and make those birthday cake candles and that pumpkin spice, ugh, to them fall heads. Ugh, yeah, pumpkin spice. Ugh.
I'll make whatever they need.
It's been fun. And you have a great Tuesday night. Yay. And we will connect when you come back to GA.
I will definitely come back. And I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sydney. Have a blessed night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Ooh, that was so inspiring. Talking about walking in faith, stir of live your passion, to being able to enjoy what you're doing and to be able to be in 14 different stores and it's steady adding and growing from Birmingham, Atlanta to now Nashville. She is living her purpose. So truly an inspiring story. Thank you so much, Sydney, for joining us tonight. And, guys, check her out on her website, Sydney Nicole's Candle Company. Until next Tuesday, we are out of here.